With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Felix Leit of CBS News in Moscow. And the headlines point to an agreement between the United States and Germany. This having to do with the principles, President Biden and Chancellor Merkel, about Nord Stream 2, the bypass, if you want to use that language, or the new route of Russian energy, natural gas, to Europe, to Germany, bypassing or alternating the traditional route through Ukraine. This has to do with the geopolitics of energy in Europe. Russia is a superpower. Europe is a super customer. And Ukraine, the fragmented country of these many years. Felix, what's striking about this is the agreement is between Germany and the United States. I'm reading in Kiev, that what about us? We were not at the table. And I'm wondering if I'm going to read the same thing in Moscow about what about us? We were not invited to the table. Is this a story that's going to have legs in Russia, that Germany and the U.S. have worked up some kind of punitive operation, if this and then that, weaponizing a natural gas? It's quite fantastic, but do you anticipate this will become another large story for Moscow being alienated from Western Europe and the U.S.?
Well, to some extent, I think. I think certainly, though, the basics of the story is that Russia has in its own way won. It has secured Nord Stream 2, which I think is, if not entirely built, then exceptionally close to being finished at this point. It has built Nord Stream 2, which gives it an excellent way to get sort of its gas to chief markets in Germany by avoiding sort of more politically unreliable transit routes through Ukraine, through Poland, and through Belarus. And the construction of this is a huge victory, both in the sense that it represents a real economic bonus to Russia, but also because it represents Russia making a bet and winning a bet that if it sort of deals directly with Germany and sort of tries to push the U.S. to one side to as much as possible and sort of secure Nord Stream 2 over U.S. objections, then it would win. And it essentially has. It has sort of secured a victory by basically going straight to Berlin, going straight to Merkel, and getting her agreement on something that was very controversial both among America, both among the American government and the American elite, and in Eastern Europe. So I think it was an extraordinary sort of vindication of that sort of policy. And I think it was ultimately, it is seen as a big victory for Russia.
Mr. Putin is featured in all major stories about national security. There's one at the Moscow Times about a stealth fighter and Putin's presentation of a new fighter. But I want to emphasize Putin's approval rating, which you've mentioned is turning up. I think that's true. And is it because the election's coming? Is it because of he's seen as hands-on? Why is this now turning up?
I think it's in some ways just a reversion to the norm. Putin for many years has had exceptionally high approval ratings. His highest sort of period was, I think, from about 2014 and the annexation of Crimea through to about late 2018. He was consistently registering about 80% approval. That basically took a big hit for various sort of complex domestic reasons around 2018 and bottomed out during the pandemic, but it really only hit about 60% or 59%. So those are enviable approval ratings, you know, for any given world leader. What we have now is just the sort of, I think they're returning to the norm a bit. The pandemic has, if not passed, then the worst is over, I think, or is seen to be over in Russia. And people are simply more sort of optimistic about the economy, about the future. And I think that is sort of being, Putin is very much reaping the rewards of that sort of renewed trust in him, really.
Felix Leit. He is CBS News in Moscow. The wildfires of Siberia, the wildfires of Western United States, the drought of Russia, the drought of North America and Western Europe and Canada. This is one world. It's not a very big one sometimes when you're talking about the climate. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.